playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country for Ozmade. It's Matty Garwood and one of Australia's music royalty, Pseudo Echo. They have got some brand new stuff out, their 8th studio album. They have just announced it is After Party. It's got a wicked new video going with the single as well, leading out of it with All of the Above. We are catching up with one of the pioneers for the band, Brian Canham. He joins us right now. Brian, thanks so much, mate, for taking a bit of time out for Ozmade.
My pleasure, Matty.
You're obviously in Victoria. You're coping with everything that's going on all right, mate?
As well as you can, yeah. It's a little surreal, but, you know, we're just doing our bit and just hanging in there until it's all clear.
That's the exciting thing for you guys when it is all clear, having this fresh music out. I bet you are just chomping at the bit to get back in front of audiences with the fresh stuff, hey?
Oh, you bet, yeah. We were delighted when we were announced we were doing our tour in January of New Zealand. We got a special exemption to get through our dramas, and that's something to look forward to. We've just made the most of this time slot.
And have you been getting a little bit creative throughout this time, or are you using it to have a bit of a break because you've already got the fresh stuff coming out with After Party?
Well, now it's a little bit of a break because most of the hard work's done, although we have got a few video clips still to make and bits of promotion and things. As you'd imagine, we pretty much bunkered down when the lockdown was announced, and that was the decision to make a new album. And we thought, well, it's not every day you get 12 months spare, so this will be it. This is the time we need to do it. And it's actually been an incredible period of our lives, really.
Did you ever imagine that in your 40-year career with Pseudo Echo that something like this would come up during our kind of lifetime?
We grew up with a generation before us talking about war stories and things like that. Not that I'm comparing this to a world war, but, you know, it's our version of something very impactive.
What did you actually have planned with the new stuff coming out with Pseudo Echo for 2020?
Originally, we were putting together kind of a compilation, and it was going to be just instrumental tracks because we had quite a lot of instrumentals we discovered over the years.
Sure.
As we started doing that, we realised a lot of it was sort of spit chill out and a bit more relaxed sounding. Then I thought, well, I've got some other songs I've started on that are very much in this same vein, and there are some that I've been that are in my head that I need to get down and do stuff with. That became a new task, and we started doing that. And as I started doing that, I just started replacing all of the old instrumentals that we thought were going to be on there, and it became another album.
You're an instrumentalist yourself as well, but you've actually had a really heavy hand on writing, recording, producing, and mixing. How have you found that process? Have you had a bit more time to do it because of the timelines that we've got this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, ordinarily you can have a crew with you and you can have your people who do one bit and another who does another specially. But this one was pretty much on my own, so I just embraced it. Hopefully you all agree with yourself.
Well, you've only got yourself to blame for it perhaps as well.
That's it.
And with it spanning 40 years with Pseudo Echo, how have you found the journey and the growth throughout when you first started to now?
It's been a real ever-going, ever-evolving. It's something, you know, I started in my early 20s, and many different people have been part of it along the way. You just keep growing. The thing with Pseudo Echo as the brand, it encases many, many evolutions of different people and different directions. And it's something I haven't shied away from. I've thought about it many times when I release another album, and I think, does it need to be just like the first one or just like the last one? I just go with where I'm at. You know, if I think if I'm true to myself and I produce the music that I like, that's the best you can do. You might lose some people, you might gain some people, but you basically have to be true to yourself.
And I think that's really poignant when it comes to being artists ourselves as well. It can get a little bit lost in the commercial world of trying to please everybody, and in turn you don't please yourself and you become really quite disassociated with the music that you're doing because you're really not enjoying it.
This is right. And, and you know, an album that is made to be commercial, that is aimed at a certain thing, if it fails, it's terrible. It's usually a terrible record because there's no love in there.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's an album made with love and passion and it may not reach critical acclaim that you expect, you're still got a great album, and many people will know that. So it's, at the moment, it's getting both. So we're
good.
Happy about that.
Good. And you've got to be happy with platinum and gold records. And when it comes to commercial success, Brian, do you ever get sick of playing Funky Town?
You know what? I've got to be totally honest with you. I never get sick of it. I absolutely look forward to it, and the whole band does. We love it. It's a highlight. You know, we know that the fans are there. They're hanging out. They want to hear it. We know our diehard, and we just have fun with it too. We always mix it up. We change it around. We drop in other songs in the middle of it.
And Brian, we've got the release that's just come out about some of the performers that are going to be going on at the Arias and some of the nominations. Who would you have performing if you were putting the entertainment, the gig list, together for the Arias?
Oh, well, I'd probably get my local favourite, Tame Impala, for sure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love Tame Impala.
Awesome.
I recently discovered a new Melbourne band called Mildlife, and I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever heard. So
awesome.
Maybe a bit hip for the masses, but fine for me.
Awesome.
Stop putting it together.
Great, mate. Well, we are loving getting this one out to the masses. It's in celebration of your 8th studio album, After Party, your brand new single, All of the Above. We are going to play it right now. I really appreciate Brian Canham taking some time out from Pseudo Echo and having a chat to us here on Ozmade, mate.
No worries. Pleasure. Hey, this is Brian Canham from Pseudo Echo on Ozmade, and this is our brand new single, All of the Above.